Dave Luna knew that the new hockey rink in town was going to be energy efficient, but he didn't expect to see so many solar panels on the site.
And I'm like, what are they making, a parking garage? And then I realized that, you know, that they were actually adding so much more panels there, which was pretty amazing. It's a lot of them.
3,302, to be exact, on the rink roof and over the parking lot. The solar panel covers look like sections of slanted roof extending over the lot, which is about the size of a football field. Luna and his son, Timothy, came out to watch the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new ice rink in Falmouth. So did over 100 other parents and kids from the community. Most of them had ice skates in hand, because they knew the new rink was celebrating its first days with open skate time. That's right, ice skating in the summer.
Let it rip.
As soon as the ribbon was cut with those giant scissors, the kids in their skates plowed through the brand new Falmouth Ice Arena doors.
Come on in.
Inside the building, it sounds just like any other skate rink, but this rink is powered by the sun. The solar panels from the roof and the carport are the main source of energy for the building. There are also on-demand water heaters for the locker room showers. Even the electric Zamboni reuses the heat from the chilling system to create warm water to re-ice the rinks between sessions. Paul Moore is the president of the Falmouth Youth Hockey League, and he says it wouldn't be a stretch to call this rink cutting edge.
As far as energy efficiency goes, that's what's going to make this thing special. And then you throw the solar in, and it's really a home run.
According to Moore, this efficiency also means the rink is cheaper, so they can charge less for ice time. And that makes hockey and skating more affordable for the community. Con Edison Solutions owns and operates the solar array, but the Hockey League owns and operates the rink. The league has a power purchase agreement with Con Ed to use the solar energy generated from the panels. On the new shiny bleachers above the NHL-sized rink, Tommy, Aaron, and Kyle are taking off their skates. The three of them are hockey buddies and all skate with the Falmouth Youth Hockey League. They came out to test the ice since this place will be their new spot for home games. Tommy's 7 years old, almost eight, and wearing a Boston Bruins hockey jersey that's a few sizes too big. He thinks the solar rink is pretty cool.
It's really good. They're helping the environment while using energy.
Does the ice feel different?
Kind of. It just feels softer.
I think it's a little bit harder because my fingers aren't numb.
Yeah.
14-year-old Sydney Menahan came all the way from Martha's Vineyard on the ferry with a friend and her mom to try out the new rink. She's a hockey player, so she knows good ice.
That's like an oxymoron.
What?
That's totally an oxymoron. Making ice the sun. The ice was newer than usual.
I decided to test their theories for myself. Put on my skates.
Softer, but it's nice.
It does feel pretty hard and new. No ruts or divots to be found, like older rinks. And there's just something about knowing you're skating around on cold ice in a rink powered by the summer sun.
All doors shut.
An hour and a half into the free skate, the rink staff shuffles the skaters off the ice so the Zamboni can make it new again. The floor that surrounds the two rinks and the entire lobby is made of rubber, so you don't even have to take your skates off for a snack break at the concession stand. That saves energy, too. Even though the league has emphasized energy efficiency for this $6 million project, funded by private donors and supporters of the league, many of the kids I spoke to didn't really get that the sun was involved. Kyle's mom, Kelly Souza, volunteers for the Hockey League. All of her four kids will play hockey here. She says that understanding about how this building is powered will probably come with time.
Right now, what they're really concerned about is they want to play hockey and they want to skate. They don't get it. They're little, they don't get it, but they will get it when they start looking at other buildings and why is ours so much better than others.
Until they do get it, the 49,000 square foot building with two ice rinks will keep them busy, not to mention cool, while the solar panels quietly soak in the hot summer sun. From Falmouth, Massachusetts, I'm Sarah Reynolds for Word of Mouth.